Chapter 1. He found himself standing in the shining snow among the trees with the ghost-white trunks. When he lifted his head, he could see through the naked branches knobbed like an old woman's fingers, the moon gleaming silver and cold. The darkness was silent around him, silent with the muffled silence of a northern winter night. He breathed the crystal air cold into his lungs and waited as he had waited many times before. He did not remember what he was waiting for until he heard them coming. In the silver shadows of the night, the trunks of the trees still hid them. All he could do was listen to their barks and growls, listen to them pant with excitement. He felt his blood rising and heard it pulse in his ears. Around him, the rustle of frozen dead underbrush sounded like breaking glass. He jerked his head from one shadow to the next, seeing nothing. He wanted to join them. He wanted to hear the crunch of snow beneath his paws, to feel the wind fly through his fur. He wanted to taste the hot, sweet taste of blood in his mouth, but all he could do was watch the empty darkness filled with sounds. The deer came first, a doe, bursting into a clearing in front of him made where a great tree had fallen. She was tired and weak, starving. Her stomach filled only with the winter's hunger and the fear of the growling sounds around her. He took a step toward her. His boots crunched in the snow. She raised her head to look at him and stopped. The wolves came through the hole the deer had torn in the night, wild shadows with breath like silver clouds, blood running in their eyes. They came from where the deer had come and were on her, silently, their barking and growling and panting forgotten in their lust. Their only sounds were the muffled crunch of crusted snow beneath their paws and the ripping, tearing sound their teeth made when they took her. The deer tried to fight. She flailed with her hooves and once ripped the shoulder of a great gray wolf as huge as the devil's shadow. But the wolves were many and strong. The doe went down on her forelegs, and the gray wolf took her by the throat. As she tried to stand, her back legs went down, and then the wolves yelped, and it was over. The doe raised her head once before she died. The gray wolf's shadow-black eyes grew hard as he jerked her back down, and it was over. When he awoke, he found himself sitting on his cot, his breath pumping in and out of his chest, still filled with the thrill of the hunt. The snow was gone, and the trees were gone, and the moonlight filtered through the curtain in patterns that danced upon the floor. The night was quiet, the only sound that of the wind as it crept between the huts, whispering like a thief in the darkness. He could hardly remember it anymore. The deer was forgotten, and the sound of the wolves was a song from a distant memory. They were gone. They had never been. They were a dream, and they had never been. He was sitting on the cot and looking out the window. The early harvest moon was shining on his face.